take that. You can send it, baby.
I'll stand over here and decide something.
You ready? The opposite of love is mate. No, no, no. The opposite of love is sadness. The opposite of love is a mate. No, no, no. The opposite of love is sadness. Happiness welcomes tears. Smiling rolling down my face.
What I have is
worth, but I care no malice. Follow me.
No.
Follow me. Sense of unused potential of an opportunity missed. I care for you. I carry you with me. Always, always, always. Always, whole person love equals, whole person love equals, whole person love equals, love equals, whole person love equals. Opposite love is a hate. No, no, no. Opposite love is sadness. Sadness. Opposite love is a hate. No, no, no. Opposite love is sadness. Happiness welcomes tears. Smiling rolling down my face. What I have is worth and I bear no malice. No malice. Sense of unused potential of an opportunity missed. I care for you and I carry you with me. Always, 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 always.
Happy schemes, what fantastical realms we may come to know. There is always summer, with perfume blossoms all aglow. In this place that we came to know, could it be any other?
Edward O'Dwyer, please.
Oh. This one's called Loneliness Is Not Beautiful. There is solitude, and then there is loneliness. There have been times I've deeply wanted one, but never, ever the other. There have been times, though, when I have asked for the one, and it's the other has come. Solitude is a polite guest, loneliness a poltergeist. As a younger man reading the modernists at college, I never came by any account to say Salinger left New York City for Cornish in search of loneliness. Loneliness in New York City isn't in short supply. Solitude, though it's desirable, lusted after twin, can be found there less easily than a drinking fountain can at the center of a desert. Greta Garbo, too, in the midst of losing herself among people and adulation, did not turn away from it all to go find herself in the deep of loneliness. And I mustn't forget about Edvard Munch, who must have heard the rumor that you could follow solitude and before too long be out of earshot of the scream of the world. Solitude is a beautiful, sullen-looking girl turning up at your door in dripping clothes. If you close your eyes, personify it as a red-blooded male might. But loneliness is not beautiful. Doesn't wear a little skirt and a low-cut blouse, and it doesn't brush its hair in the mirror with vast watery blue eyes and freshly applied wet-look red lipstick. No. Loneliness is only the sort of face that causes young men to throw themselves from bridges into the darkest waters, waters with only their darkness to call mercy.
Thanks a lot. We have Keen Medley, please.
If you turn and I did at the end, I just remembered I forgot.
Keep on the real one.
Gonna fly the situation slightly because I've come all the way from London and read two short poems. And the reason I'm home is because my niece has just been born, so this is called Reading. A smallmouth searches like a pig for truffles, latches onto what's near, shoulder, bicep, or breast. When the bottle nib is found, she sucks, snorts, snarfles the milk down. Two fast traps wind, hiccup, 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 and afterwards some burps, longer than her little life. Then she dozes off again. And the second one, seeing as I went out to Park Ewing yesterday with Dad for the hurling semi-finals, reminded me of this one which I wrote about a month ago. It's called The Park. My grandfather told me of a crowd coming out of the park after a county final, how the crush was so great that he had to brace one leg against the wall, hands flat on the concrete, to guard my young father. When we toast him at Glen Rovers clubhouse, I think of this story and not the parchment hands and caught breath of the last days in the Mercy.
Jen Link. Thanks a lot.
Based on one of my favorite songs, or a line from that, which is, so take a Polaroid picture and keep it with you to remind yourself that everything changes, but there is this one time when things were okay. So, it's kind of a work in progress, but. It's called Polaroid Picture. I just had this amazing memory of you and I and her all dressing up for Halloween. You were that girl from that movie about the witches, and she was that pop singer. Somehow you two look the same. I remember taking a picture of you two, pretending to get engaged. She was down on one knee with a spider ring, and we couldn't stop laughing. I took it on one of those new fake Polaroids, so the picture comes out right away. It was a perfect memory, a perfect moment, in a time when everything was okay. I have the picture in a journal somewhere, but that's not important. Because it wasn't more than 2 months later you decided you weren't friends with her anymore. And it wasn't more than a year later you decided you weren't going to talk to me for a while, even though we lived together. And it wasn't more than 3 days after that that I decided we weren't friends anymore. It's been a long time since I've been able to remember those times happening. It all seems so dark now. I guess that's what happens when you know the ending. Except that's not the ending. Because despite our best efforts, life doesn't stop for anyone. Not even for just a second. And now I can look back and smile and enjoy what we once had. So maybe it's going to be okay again. Maybe it's okay right now.
Adam Johnson.
This isn't my poem, but I wish it was. The Lake Isle of Innisfree. I will arise and go now, and go to Innisfree, and a small cabin build there of clay and wattles made. 9 bean rows will I have there, a hive for the honeybee, and live alone in the bee loud glade. And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow, dropping from the veils of the morning to where the cricket sings, where midnight's all a glimmer, and noon a purple glow, and evening full of the linnet's wings. I will arise and go now, for always night and day, I hear lake water lapping with low sounds by the shore. While I stand on the roadway, or on the pavement's gray, I hear it in the heart's deep core.
The Ace was great at selling e-books. Patricia Wallace, thanks.
Thank you, Kieran. This is a work in progress. It's called Words Made by Worlds. A strange landscape, a walk in the dark, managing your slaves with minimal effort. A war like no other, a public to desire, enemies lying wait, a future forestalled. Certain fine fire from the ancients await. Resurrection secrets of a United Kingdom. To heaven and back, no longer struggling, to lengthening words, appealing as it is. Finding the grail of perfect death. A random insult where none intended. Giving birth to fire machinery, the wall was choked on the bondage of losing battles and wars. Various pitfalls of a city below the status of a nation status, secrets of an island, isolated with a bullet to the head. Great expected stories and practice, between discoveries and nightmare watch closed. This great war loved all that was in it. Words fail, but the best is lying. A cabaret of a planet sinking below gravity. Dynastic hunger, a rocket flooded its fellowship. Herbal pollution, a cause to be seen. Self-same admission that sees the truth. Heresy, only to depress, it is true. Circular stories measuring the rain. Thanks.
We have James O'Loughlin, please.
I'm an Ovale virgin, so
just
be gentle, please.
It rocks off!
I arrived at slightly late for the 5-word competition, so I only half caught the words. So as you're reading, I was like, oh, shit, I took the words wrong. So this is the attempt I can write about. No, I'm not into shit. Old to be old again. One breath, a sigh, an exclamation. A sliver of hope offers more highs and lows. Through thinly veiled halls, memories crawl, moving to the rhythm of the gloaming. The machine pulses in your stead, the brew upon your chest, and then.
Yes, boy! Nice one. Good job. That was unreal. Well done. Rhea Gonzalez, it's my pleasure to invite you to one tonight.
This is nothing like my usual stuff, which is usually about like the Rothschilds or the politics or the environment, so I don't know where this came from. Between two trees, in the shadow of the night, creeps the uncertainty that maybe there was never the promise of a dawn, that the birds never woke and sang, and morning dew was just tears incarnate in storms destructive, ripping leaves from branches. No stars illuminate the haunting night, and the roots were not edging through the earth. It was just dirt, and it was heavy, and it was wet, but the soil was so famished, it bears no nutrient to feed the soul. How has it come to this? Where did this begin? Born from something, obviously, but from what? There must have dropped two seeds at one time, sparked into that same soil that must have been life. And so the earth breathes soil into these seedlings to grow, mirroring each other but not seen. Potential to soar, but then came the clouds to depart the sun, and so went the light, and so went the life. But how did this happen? Stealing the source from each other through the ground that binds them. Two trees in the shadow of the night. What have we done to each other? Yet they still stand, gravitating upwards. Persevere. An acorn graces the ground, ghostly whisper through the air, sailing through gravity, an offering from one, gently thudding on the floor, rolling through the darkness to the other, a hint of life as the dead is let go of. Forgive, refresh, how harrowing the dark, to embrace the gift seems so futile. But persevere, because between two trees in the shadow of the night, under the guise of a new season that breaks hope, cracking through the parting clouds, sun, cracking through the parting clouds, rain, refresh, pulling the dross from the bark and feeding the soil as it seeps into the earth, make anew the old, there once was a spark, and transmute fury to forgiveness, allow the dawn to break through that shadow of the night, the shadow of the soul, shining sun glimmering on the fresh new leaves. Fractals of light unseen filtered down to a sapling between two trees in the dawn of the day, cracking through the soil, breeds life, hope incarnate. Persevere because I forgive you.
Thanks a lot. Mary Nagel, I want to say. See, that's the first Mary, yeah. Okay.
This is called Rearranging the Fantasy. Scrawled there, their vowels bare, about to get the scrap. And music starts, words cross the blanks, eyes meet, red ink starts flowing. Their waltz is sweet, their pairs are true, they dance as only lovers do. So why, oh why, does my page sigh with lost and loveless loneliness?
Thank you. you know, John Simon.
Not Simon.
The five world champion, is he?
The very man. The very man who won the five world challenge.
Alright.
A part of me living the way of nature. The way of Jah. The way of the holy herb. And when that part of me writes something, come out like this. It's a poem about the internet, not about the way I love it. And it called the World Wide Web. I searched the name on Google, fish, safari, Netscape, one of them things. Not a righteous hit, I couldn't find ya. Hairdresser, interior designer, not you, rascal. Still, chin. Month later, you got a call. Alarm bell rang, it nearly broken Irie friendship. Naivety. Beyond the way of nature, the way of Jah, unappreciative of sensibilities in other spheres, dimensions with different bangs for your book. The power to track, monitor through phones, phablets and other devices, lip read, satellite above. No satellite of love. I got another one, I call it Neighbours. Two different accents, so I'm going to drop into something else for a bit. They moved into our street. They're different from us. Their food is different, their smells are different. We struggled to be here. Stretched ourselves a little bit, went without those extras that seem to make life a bit more special. We're comfortable, can afford to say yes within reason, help our kids. Watch. Sometimes ignored, knowing horses before war with the benefit of hindsight, wishing we could all learn from others' mistakes, priding how they're doing, or frustrated, screaming but unheard, generation to generation, mother and son, father and daughter. We moved into our street. We were not welcome, they were different from us. Different smells, different dress, different faith. We struggled to be here. Stretched ourselves a little bit, went without those extras that seemed to make life more airy. Comfortable, afford to say yes within reason. Help our kids, watch, sometimes ignored, knowing horses before water, the benefit of hindsight, wishing we could all learn from others' mistakes. Pride in how they're doing, frustrated, screaming, but unheard, generation to generation, mother and son, father and daughter. Without shedding fear, more different than the same, living in the same street, with lives more the same than different. Thank you.
Give more comments, please. Thanks, Lassen.
Hello!
How you doing?
Wow.
he is a very sharp one from a time in Ireland when they tried to bait Irish, it was no success. It's one called Corporal Teach. The stick came down with a swish. 1, 2, 3. You looked away, determined not to cry. Head down at your desk, unable to clench your fist in rage. Unfeeling fingers turned another page. The language of the oppressor. First a smirking Will Gore, who ridiculed my failing, has scarred my psyche more than a master's stick. Today when I hear an unpronounceable loser's name, it musters up a shame. I wasn't bullied in school, but when I'm on a train in Paris or Berlin, I fear the inspector and his foreign tongue, just like the one with the creaking shoes and tie from years gone by.
Uh-huh.
I've had so much for so long, I can't remember how to live without it. I have adapted to plethora, and my privileged opportunities allowed it. And when happenstance took it back, there was nothing that I could do about it. And I am much more helpless now than I ever would have been without it. I'm too soft and tender, for the default that is rendered is too easy. High on stimulation, never knowing how fair the fall beneath me. If I'm to know this paradigm, I need to suffer pain in time to teach me. Before all hope of growth is lost and no one's words can stretch the space to reach me. What's a parent to a child who knows nothing of the wild while still hungry? They made me their best dish, and they served it with the gift of life they gave me. And I've been wined and dined on the grey line where comfort meets safety. How could they account for this, having worked so hard for it? That which made them rich now enslaves me. Christy Parker to finish the night.
Why do I always get the one to clear the house? Okay, I'll just read two very short poems. Leave Meg's clear the house for a change. I read two very short ones, the one to lay a match. Both of which I read here before, but not tonight, funnily enough. The first one is from my 2007 collection, Don't Step in the Poems. I've read this, but not for some time. It's set in a pub, and you'd know that because you probably can't see it at the back. It's in the shape of an optic, so that's how you know it's a poem for the pub, you understand? And it's basically set late at night. I'm sure some of you, if not all of you, had the pleasure of sitting in a pub late at night and drinking in the shadows and hoping that the Gardaí would not intrude upon the ambience. That's why this poem is called The Knock. It was just around 3 o'clock, the jukebox heaved out heavy rock, the whole damn place was chock-a-block, and everybody there was locked. When came the knock, 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 the cops! said somebody in shock, sleeping out of sight, the astralistic might ignite further respite. While at his side, a young girl cried, where can we hide without being spied? As she tried to slide into the shadow of the lad, who feared he'd miss his Blackford kiss, and not just this, but further bliss, while she was pissed out of her mind. How you behave, said the barman Dave. It can't be saved, or I can't save the drinks I gave. I'll have to wave goodbye unless you drink and drink and drink and drink and drink. Don't even think, just think and drink, without a clink. Your pause to blink and I must let him down. Let him in, so down them, drown them, crown them, nestle around them, pour them, load them, don't store them, floor them, crash them, craft them, down the hatch them, use them, lose them, dump them, lose them, booze them, up them, stop them, slop them, broke them, don't skip or skip them, slip them down in one man can, shut up the shop, I'm for the chap, thanks to a cop on ivory wire, this isn't fun, I could be done for serving late, I hate to say it, but I can't wait because my fate depends on... Wait. This ain't a nab or a guard to grab or a backstab. Did someone call a fucking cab? He reported. All is sorted. Panic aboard. Don't worry. No hurry. Sorry. That's a true story. And I'm still traumatized. These poems, as you can see, are about real life. But not how you wish. You might wish to leave it. Okay, as a prelude to my stream coming out next. this is a daytime pub. This is a daytime, I keep saying pub instead of phone. This is a it's been a company. This is a daytime poem. It's called A Bad Day. Actually, I rewrote this. It's now called A Bad Day. The rent is overdue. The budgie has the flu. The dog is coughing too. I've a hole in every shoe. I've not had sex since 2002. The oysters were through. The guys were around and spec about a stolen check from a waiter from Quebec. I got it in the neck to lift the place a wreck of a filthy fucking crew. The hash I got on tick made me paranoid and sick. I overdosed on Evo stick. I said, doctor, help me quick. He said, not you again, you prick. Get in the queue. I've got 40 bills to pay and another on the way. I'm on 60 fags a day, packets, that's to say. People call me the ashtray, wouldn't you? The TV detector swore, like many times before, he'd kick in my door and a massive fine and more is what I have in store, lost 6 months in lieu. I've got typhoid from the sink and my car is on the brink. I must be the weakest link, I think. How much lower can I sink before I'm true? I'm on tablets, herbs and pills for a vast array of ills. I drink poaching from the hills and I've written 13 wills, but nothing ever kills. And my legs are turning blue. Yes, everything is wrong. Every girl I know is gone. I'm hooked on Roy Orbison. I'm in every fucking song. Carmen, put another on. Make it two. I'm on Valium and Prozac, panic attack and no crack. I need to get back on track. This day has gone to black, not blue. I say to my psychiatrist, peace for me does not exist. And here's another twist. I think I've got the gist. I'm on God's hit list. It's true. Yes, I'm going around the bend. I don't know where it all will end. I wish someone would send me on a special friend to help my life to mend. Any one of you will do. Thank you.
Thanks out to everybody, thanks out to the band. Give them a big round of applause for the band.
Thank you very much.
So for there's a lot of value in the staff line, really. Everybody, I'm getting slagged for it.
I'm just going to be an antidote, complete antidote to Mr. Parker, and I'm going to send you home with vanilla mushiness because I just can't get over the magic of the moonlight this week. So here we go again. Home is a beautiful moment of Ronicina. And your poetry films are fantastic. I remember them, I remember your face. Congratulations. So this is about around home, the moonlight. Molochanish blinks white light in rhythmic harmony. A half a moon tilted back rests for us to see. Two sconces for the east and west, gate lights to infinity. Inversion fog like a call to cloak each hidden creature in the valley. The forking of the road projects a magic sight. Two little does dancing in the moon, or bambies of the night. and in the dark I feel your charm to whisper of this valley and seal this wonder with kiss, hands hold me close and fondly. Mara Soritatum, was it? Name of it? You say to me, no scars, no damage by this crater. Each lunar crevice smoothed in blue light, bathed in seas of tranquility. Mara Soritatum, totus tuus, just a sight for the two of us to see. Mara Sarantotum, correct me folks, Doris Patchum, feel both of us in slow and silver peace. So that's it.